Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl, Lord, we want you just to touch them, God. We want you to just hold them close.
in your bosom, God. If you have to carry them when they're unable to walk, God, we know that you can carry us in our desert storm of this life, God. And we're asking you, God, just to carry them and love them, God, like only you can. Father God, we won't take your praise and we won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so right now I'm going to welcome all of you that are tuned in this morning. You might hear me keying away, but I want to just welcome to the program on this morning. Hallelujah, my friends and guests. Hallelujah. And all of you that, you know, taken out the time to tune in on this morning. Hallelujah. And may God richly bless you. Hallelujah. Because we know God says that he blesses a cheerful giver. And God is going to bless you for being a blessing unto this ministry. And you might say, Overseer Ward, I haven't done anything. I haven't given you anything. Well, it's not always money, you know. I know we're living in a society where it takes money to, you know, to survive. It takes money to make it in this world, you know. It takes money to run a church, you know, and so it can't run itself. But I'm just want to come. I'm not asking anything from you but just your time and maybe any kind of talents that God have enabled you to implement for his pleasure and his good. Now, you know, we welcome that. So if you have any testimonies of God's great acts that he has worked in your life, you're welcome at the conclusion of this program to call in for your prayer petitions, even your testimonies of breakouts and breakthroughs that only God can perform. And so I want to, you know, just wish, oh my God, look like my words just getting tangled up this morning. The devil is a lie. But what I'm saying is I'm just welcoming all of you that are able to tune in. And like I said, you're tuned in to Block Talk Radio, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And I will be with you an hour, maybe a little hour, maybe a little over an hour, but I won't be long on this evening. I'll just give you what God has given me, and then I will be on my way. But anyway, we're going to now go into our opening prayer, because when we assemble here across, hallelujah, this platform, we fail not to acknowledge God, the one that made this all possible. Hallelujah. And so his name is Jesus Christ. He was a native of Nazareth, yet born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. Jesus hung, bled, and died out on Golgotha's mountain. But right now, God is alive and well, and he's sitting up in heaven on his mighty throne. So I'm just asking those of you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to assemble together, God, across planet Earth, God. We know that you said in your word that you went away to prepare a place for us. And when you return, you would come back to receive us unto yourself. And Father God, until that very hour is upon us, God, Lord, we want to continue in your will and in your way, moving onward and upward in you, God. We want to continue to assemble, God, from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims, hallelujah, traveling through this barren land. For we know that this home, this world is not our home. We're just a traveler. We're just traveling through this old barren land, God. And I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, hallelujah, and words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. We'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the children in the cathedral, people of God, say amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to move now on into our program. And so we're going to carry you now on into a service. This is a live, I call it a live virtual. It's a live worship and praise virtual church experience. So this is not a church with brick and mortar, but this is a virtual church that you don't have to open a door, unlock a gate, but you can just come at the comfort of your surroundings. So you can just sit wherever you are by your smartphone, your iPhone, your tablet, your computer, whatever digital gadgets that you have at your disposal. You can just bring those aboard because we are living in a digital world and digital is the way. So I want you to bring your chip, your dip, whatever you want to sip. Bring your OJ, your latte, And just bring your toys. That's what I call them. Our phones are our toys, and we cannot seem to exist and make it in this world without them. So I just want you just to get comfortable as I bring unto you the divine word of truth. And I'm going to turn my sound down a little bit because I want you to hear me than to hear them, because you know, it's going to be a time when the praise will be available. But right now, I want to talk with you at this time. So our theme, our sermon on this morning, entitled, The Servant Leader. I want to say that one more time. The title of our theme, a sermon that we bring across, is The Servant Leader. And you know, when you go, I think it's into the Army has a slogan, say we're looking for a few good men. Well, now, it's not just men's going into the Army, but it's our women's, females going in as well. So they probably have kind of change their slogan around. Not only are they looking for a few good men, but they are looking for a few good women. God is looking for that same, hallelujah, person. He's looking for men and women, boys and girls everywhere, to be that servant leader. You said, oh, so what you mean by servant leader? You know, when God gave us our command, we told God, said, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. And so that's what I'm talking about, you know, is when we told God, we accept the position as minister or teacher, evangelizing, whatever your calling might be. You said yes to the call. God said, I want you to go and I want you to preach my word. And you told God that you would preach his word. And so that's what God is talking about when he's talking about the servant leader. Hallelujah. See, so many of us that's in this society where, you know, we want to shake and bake the word of God. We want to just, you know, feed the people fried ice cream. We want to feed them everything but the right thing. You know, there's even some churches that a service, and they will have the Lord's Supper. They'll have his communion, and then they will take up an offering. But they have failed to be that servant leader. And that is, God said, go into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. So God didn't say, you know, go in and preach your gospel. But he said, go into the world and preach my gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized. He that believeth not shall be damned. And so in some churches that a whole hour, 2 hour church, and don't even have an altar call. You know, now if you didn't want the you know, people to come down and stand around the podium, then you can have them to stand at their seat, because God is everywhere. And you can have them to lift their hands right where they're sitting or where they're standing or even where they're kneeling, because some might be praying. But whatever the case might be, it is yours and mine and our job to be that servant leader. We are to tell of God's goodness, tell of that his salvation, the reason that Jesus came. Jesus just didn't came to give us life and for us to just live here on planet Earth and get married and have children, have a job, have a house, have a car, have currency. But God give us a job. We have a job to do. And that is tell the world about Jesus. And you know, when Jesus walked this earth and Jesus saw the masses, Jesus was moved with compassion. In the law of Matthew 9:36, he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful. So God wants you and I and us to pray to the Lord of the harvest, to send our labors. We need more labors to win souls for the kingdom. If we don't win souls for the kingdom, then where is the bridegroom that Jesus is coming after? It won't be a bridegroom if we don't get out and tell of the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he sent them out to preach the good news of his kingdom. And that's what God is doing today with you and I. He sent us out on a mission and with a message to preach his gospel. He don't want us to take away from his gospel. He don't want us to add to his gospel. He don't want us to sugarcoat the word of God, but to tell it like he said to tell it. Hallelujah. So it's estimated, I don't know if the estimation is still at that same number, perhaps not. But I know it was said to have about 10% of the world's population was at 6.3 billion believers of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And as disciples today, you and I should not just talk about the need, but you and I need to pray and go. That's what Jesus wants us to do, is to go and teach others his way and his will for their lives. You know, some people are just walking around in this world and they don't know if they're going or coming. They don't even know why they're here. But we're here to serve God. That was our whole purpose. You know, before Lucifer, before the Bible says that evil just came upon him, it don't give a time span of when the evil entered Lucifer. We call him Satan. We call him my adversary, and he's got many names. But the Bible don't say when the evil spirit entered him, but that evil was found in him, and so he didn't no longer want to you know, subdue under God's leading. He wanted to be God, and he wanted vice versa. He wanted God to submit to him. And God said, there's no way that I can, you know, submit to your will because I made you. So that's the same way it is with us. God made you and I and us. And we did not make ourselves, but God made us, you know. And so we are to go out and preach God's word. And I'm going to read a little bit before it's time to go because, like I said, I got a short message on this morning. And so I want to be quick about it because I want to bring you at least 10 minutes of praise if I can. And so we know that in the law of John, says gives a clear portrait of Jesus. Jesus is our servant leader. So I want to let you know that the servant I'm talking about is Jesus. And this biblical vision of leadership is upside down in the world in which we live now. It's a contrast to the kind of leadership we see demonstrated in our world. It is based upon a heavenly understanding of life and ministry rather than an earthly one. A spiritual vision of leadership, such as the one Jesus modeled, he rejects self-seeking, self-protection, self-promotion, self-advancement. It embodies humility and generosity, sacrifice. It demonstrates the reversal of human priorities. So whoever will be great among you, Jesus said, let him be your minister. Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That scripture reading, my sister and my brother, coming out of the law of Matthew 20 and 26 through 28. The servant God talks about is deeply committed to reverence for God. In the law of John 13 and 3, God said a servant leader has respect for one another. As others are willing to receive and emulate such leadership. He said that the lesson of the golden rules is reinforced. So that means that you're going by the rules that are established and set forth in God's biblical hallelujah books. So we are to implement the 66 books, starting from Genesis, and its conclusion is Revelation. Hallelujah. And the more God empowers the servant leader, the more he or she is obligated to be a good steward of God's blessings and his benefits as well. So we know that God wants an individual that reverence him and that has respect and that also have the responsibility to characterize the servant leader. Those who follow the example of Jesus are the servant leaders that God is looking for. We know that Jesus is the ultimate leader. He's the supreme leader. But we have his assurance that if we know these things, happy are you and I and us, and happy if we do them. So we are to pray for strength to grow into a servant leader. Our theme on this morning was the servant leader. If you're not being a servant leader, I would encourage you to start immediately being the servant leader that God talks about. Preach his word in its entirety. Preach the gospel, the divine gospel of Jesus Christ to a thirsty and dying world. This world needs Jesus. This world cannot, will not continue, hallelujah, to exist without God. Input and guidance, it cannot stand. The Bible says that a house that's built on sand cannot stand because the winds and the waves will come and blow it down, blow it off of its foundations. So our theme on this morning has been a sermon, the servant leader. God is looking for a few good men and a few good women. Hallelujah. So I'm just encouraging you on tonight. And I told you I wouldn't be long. Hallelujah. Because you don't have to take all day to preach God's word. We know God says be instant in season. Hallelujah. In season and out of season. So God want us to tell the goodness of Jesus Christ, and we don't have to be all day about it. But we can just preach his word, hallelujah, in 30 minutes. We can preach his word in 15 minutes. You know, because sometimes people are limited. Everybody don't have a lot of time in which to preach God's word. Some is limited to 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Others might have an hour or 2 hours. But you can get a message in 10 minutes. You'll say something that can touch somebody's heart, will be a blessing to somebody that need a word from the Lord. Somebody need a word on this morning. And I hope I've said something to encourage your heart on this morning. And so without any further ado, I want you to just go in God. This will wind up this program, this bring it to its conclusion. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program, however, has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old triple Zion to go down and prone your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. The producers has been Rock Talk Radio. And your host and moderator has been Overseer Janice Ward. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. Up next, our second phase of our live worship and praise virtual church experience. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
I wanna go. Yes, I. Yes, I. It's a part of my life. You are my firm foundation, my salvation, my solid. You are my firm foundation, my salvation. Yes, you are my solid rock, help me again.
You are my firm foundation, my salvation, my solid rock.
You are my firm. Can you make that just a song of victory tonight?
My salvation.
You declare it.
My solid rock.
Oh, Don't worry. songs coming from the Yeah.
been faithful, you've been true, and you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness, it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time.
You've been faithful. You've been true.
And you've done all.
Cast all the negative things away. See, everything got lighter.
after I pray, and I say, God,
just go ahead, do your thing.
I'm not the same woman I was yesterday.
Hey,
this is the day that the Lord has made. The time to be born and the time to die. The time to kill, the time to heal, the time to tear it all down and the time to build. But right now I'm gonna laugh myself to life.
Laugh to the fullest 'cause I'm feeling alright.
And I'm not gonna cry tonight, but I'm gonna change my shoes and dance
tonight.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Keep it coming.